Leaves turn blue and the sky green. A little drop of dreams can go so far.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. Gotcha if you just got in the car. We've been here for 2 hours already. At Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. If you've never been here, you need to get here. It is an awesome place. I've killed many brain cells in this place.
And we're giving away Texas Tech tickets.
That's right.
At 4:30. You just got to go out there and on the patio and sign up.
Sign up. We have two tickets, section 31, row 27, right here, and a parking pass for tomorrow. We're just talking about That's a queer line, as Granada would say.
Also, if you're out and about 610 and 18th at Damaris Barbecue right now, John Granado's out there, you stop by and ask for the Navy tickets that he's got. Just go up and say, hey, can I have Navy tickets? If you're the first one to do that.
Didn't tell me he was doing that.
He'll give you a pair.
I would have just taken them. I got shut out on the Navy tickets.
What? Aren't you a big-time donor?
Well, it's a long story, but... Yeah, I gave away my season tickets earlier knowing I could get more, and then I didn't.
I didn't think they would
sell out because they never sell out.
Didn't think they'd be as good as they are.
I was just trying to do something nice for a client, and look what happens. I take care of our clients. But anyway, at 4:30, we'll be giving these away. UT Texas Tech. So if you don't have a family or any friends.
That's not me.
No,
I do have a family.
You have a family. You just don't have any friends.
I don't have any friends.
But if you don't have any friends or family to spend Thanksgiving with, you can go to Austin. Catch a game.
Or you can come here to Nick's place.
Yeah, just come here. If you don't win, come here to Nick's place and just sit here all day and drink.
Yeah.
And I've actually done that before on Thanksgiving.
It sounds about right up your alley.
Yeah, about one time I got kicked out of the house for I don't know what I did. But
I was going to say my favorite thing about this place is you can just come here and do your thing and no one will really come and talk to you or jack with you. But then someone came up to me and talked to me and jacked with me, and I was like, wait a minute. I was just about to say it's an awesome bar where you can, sit down and have a beer and no one's going to just jack with you.
But see,
and then that dude came up and jacked with me.
That guy has been here for 400 years. If you've been to Knicks, you know the guy with the cane.
Yeah, but he's factually inaccurate, and I don't like it when people come and try to tell me factually inaccurate.
He's obviously been here since about 9 and has been drinking more than Ray Ray. So, yeah, it kind of made sense. But it is funny because I was here a couple weeks ago for Nick's 50th party, and I hadn't been here in maybe – I don't get here as often anymore because you know how I've gotten about living downtown. I don't like to leave.
Yeah.
I do not like going – because there's so many places I like down there. But I still like getting over here every now and then. And no matter when I come, there's always two or three people that I've seen them and they come up and talk to me. And they're cool people. But I love this place. And I lived across the street for like 3 years, and I was here every night. So that tells you how much I like it. So come on by and hang out. They do take care of you here. Nick's wandering around here somewhere. Makes great food, by the way.
Really good food.
For a, it's got a little Italian. If you like Italian, he's got you covered.
Hey, where do we get the link for the audio book? A couple people have asked me for the link.
It's very simple. You just go to podcastarena.com.
I tried that.
To the Blitz page.
Okay.
It should be right on there.
All right.
And if it's not, you just go directly to Gal Media Audio.
It is right there.
Yeah. GalMediaPublishing.com. And we haven't done a great job of this, but I'll make sure that a couple times a week we tweet out the link and put it on Facebook again because it's somewhere on the Blitz Facebook page, too. We do need to do a better job of that. That's on me.
It is on you.
I've been a little distracted, man. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get big game in here, man. Anyway, you want to go through some of the NFL games? Because
we can. I thought we were going to do that next
segment.
We'll
do our picks next segment, but I just wanted to kind of hit on all the games real quick.
Okay.
If we could, unless you got something else you want to do.
No, man.
The three games tomorrow, the first one, Eagles +2 at the Lions. I couldn't touch the Eagles right now, and the Lions are playing better football. Especially short week. I think I'll take the Lions here. Not a play for me, but it's the direction I would lean.
I think my decision on who I would take in that game is directly related to who starts for quarterback for the Eagles. If Mark Sanchez plays, the Lions are going to kill that team. The Lions are playing better. If Bradford plays, maybe they can find some kind of normalcy, and we've seen some good out of the Eagles this year. The Lions aren't a good team, so maybe that's a spot where they could get right. But
although
I don't know who's playing.
I kind of think the Lions also might be a little bit like the Saints. They get it together for a couple games, and then they revert.
Yeah, because they're not good.
No, they're not.
Just because they show some flashes.
They've got talent, and talent can let you play well for a couple games, but when you're not a good football team. The Cowboys are now 1.5-point favorites against the Panthers.
I'm a dummy. I'll take the Cowboys. I think I will too. I feel like it's not a line I want to play, but
no,
it's one of those lines where if you're wondering why it's like that, that's a line that's trying to get Joe Blow walking by in the sports
right,
book to say
to bet the Panthers.
Panthers are 10-0, Cowboys are 3-7, and the Cowboys are favors.
I'm taking
favorites.
Those Panthers.
I'm going to make all this money. Just be careful is all I say. Remember last week when I was telling you about Florida versus Florida Atlantic and Georgia versus Georgia State, and to be careful what you're seeing there. That's not – well, I wish one of those teams would have lost. It would have been so funny.
Yep.
Both of them had to get to overtime to beat those crappy-ass teams, though. So when you see that number, don't just go, oh, Panthers are definitely way, way better than the Cowboys. There's a reason why the number is what it is.
And Bears-Packers, Bears plus 8.5. I could see a little letdown from the Packers here, and I could see the Bears keeping it within that number.
Yeah, Bears get Matt Forte back. I'm not sure exactly how he's going to fit in right away. But it looks like maybe the Packers are kind of figuring things out again. I'm not sure. I don't have a good feel for that one.
I think this is the kind of classic bounce scenario because the Packers, you knew they were going to be fired up to play last week against the Vikings.
Right.
That was for the division lead. Get the Bears. I know it's the Bears, but... Yeah, 8.5-point favorites at home, short week. I don't know how prepared they're going to be. They win the game, but I could see the Bears keeping it close. And then I guess we'll get to the rest of the league next segment. But I'm a little surprised. I think the Saints-Texans line is a little – I mean, I guess we're saying they're the exact same team because the Texans are -3.
Mm-hmm.
Seems about right, huh?
Well, I mean, do you feel like one is significantly better than the other?
No, I don't. But you know what I do feel like? Over.
Yeah.
Over 47. I'll be all over that. Because the Saints have been money on the over, mainly because their defense has been so bad. I'm a little worried that with the change in defensive coordinators, they're actually going to be functional. But I can still get a 28-24 game and be fine, so I'll do that. Vikings plus 1 at the Falcons is an interesting game to me. I'm completely out on the Falcons. I will never bet that team again. They're going to turn the ball over
four
times.
What's that number?
Plus 1 Vikings.
Yeah, I like the Vikings there.
Rams plus 8 at the Bengals. I kind of need to know who's playing quarterback for the Rams. I don't mind that. I just don't trust Case Keenum.
I think they're about the same. I'll probably take the Bengals there.
Bucks plus 3 at the Colts. Give me Buck.
I think I'll take the Bucks too.
Giants plus -2.5 at the Redskins. Give me Giants.
Giants.
Raiders minus 1 at Titan.
I'll go Raiders. I don't feel great about
that
one.
I wouldn't bet it, but I might take the under 44. Dolphins.
I keep thinking the Raiders are going to go on the road and win a game against a crappy team, like last week against the Lions.
And they never do. They never
do. So, I don't know. I want to say Raiders.
They did it earlier in the season, so they teased you, and now you think they can do it again.
I thought that team was good, and I got suckered. And they're just – I mean, they're better than they have been, but they're still not good.
Right. They're not a three-win team. They're probably a 6, 7, 8 win team.
But if you're going to be a 7 or 8 win team, you better damn sure beat the Titans.
You think?
Where are you going to find the rest of those? They've only got 4 now. Where are you going to find the rest of them if you don't beat the Titans?
They play better at home, and they'll jump up and bite somebody they shouldn't. Dolphins plus 3.5 at Jets. I think the Jets bounce back.
I do too. I'll take the Jets. I don't like the Dolphins. You know who I like on the Dolphins? Sue. That's it.
Yeah.
That dude's a monster. There were so many holds on the Cowboys' offensive line. The Cowboys' offensive line is good. But they ain't Ndamukong Suh good.
Actually, the only guy who I think gets held more than J.J. Watt without it being called is Ndamukong Suh.
Oh.
I mean, it's
a terror.
It's crazy. Chargers plus 4 at the Jaguars. You know what? That's one of those I don't think the Chargers are any good. That's a noon game. Give me the Jags to cover that, believe it or not. I never thought I would say the Jags would cover 4 against the Chargers at home, but I think they will.
Oh, that's tough. I have a hard time. I couldn't play that game.
The Chargers
suck, but man.
I probably wouldn't play it. But again,
they're giving 4 points with the Jags, too. What have they done? The Jags all of a sudden.
Four and six Jags.
We're going to beat you by a touchdown? No.
These aren't your Jags of last year. Well, they are, but they're just 4-6.
Right.
Cardinals at San Francisco is another double-digit division dog. 49ers plus 10. I can't touch it as much as I want to jump on the double-digit division dog.
You can't bet on the 49ers right now.
I can't. I cannot do it. I
don't even know who half their players are. Like, I think they, you know, normally like, oh, I remember that guy from when he played college ball or he got drafted. A lot of these dudes, I'm like, I never even heard of these. They started out the season with that one guy that was like the rugby player or whatever.
Yeah, that was cute.
Like a kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
Now they got like, you know, a bunch of guys from like the area, like the surrounding area soccer teams that are they're playing. Yeah. You know, at wide receiver.
Kathy Ireland's kicking for him.
Yeah, it's a total mess.
Steelers plus 3.5 at the Seahawks. I'm leaning Steeler there.
They're like they're asking the Raiders, hey, do you guys have anybody that you're going to have is inactive this week that we can borrow?
Can we borrow Alden Smith back? Oh, sorry, he's suspended.
Oh.
Steelers plus 3.5 at Seahawks. I like Steeler a little bit. Patriots minus...
Plus 3.5 at Seahawks?
Yeah, I like Steelers there. Outside of 3, absolutely.
Okay.
Patriots minus...
Seahawks haven't been the same at home this year.
No, they really haven't. Patriots minus 3 at Denver. I like the Patriots to cover. And then we'll talk about the Monday night game later because who cares? Ravens, Browns. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll give our official picks for the NFL, official picks for colleges, and we'll take it from there. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Houston Texans cheerleaders, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. When did we have Houston Texans cheerleaders? Because we're not allowed.
No, they're not allowed to come on.
They're
our
not allowed
anymore.
To be on our show. I'm actually friends with a couple of them, and they
oh, name drop.
They are always like, why can't we come on your show? And I'm like,
name drop.
Do you listen to the show? Do you really want to come on?
We had them in on the HD show. I think it was like week 3 of the HD show. They came in.
Yeah, they're allowed on other shows on the station. They're just not allowed to come on our show.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's all right.
So
I mean, it's not like I'm going to cry because we can't have the Texans cheer. It's not. Listen, that was like a...
It's fun. It's fun for us for about 2 minutes when AJ asks really uncomfortable questions.
I mean, you can ask Jong every time you tell me, hey, we got to have the Texans cheerleaders in studio today, what my face was, and it wasn't like, ooh, yay. It was, ugh. Great.
So his whole thing is how do I get them uncomfortable?
How are you going to make talking to cheerleaders interesting?
That's what you do, and I agree with you. It's just they're not allowed to do that apparently, and that takes away all the fun for us. All right, so if you want to sign up for a chance to win UT tickets for tomorrow, UT and Tech, and you're here, this is your chance, and you got nothing to do tomorrow, and if you're not here, you got about 10 minutes to get here.
Okay.
So, what's that? Yeah. Don't worry about us doing a show or anything. Just take the damn chocolate that Granato left there from earlier. So, is this chocolate? Duh. Dude probably blew snot on it, but it's all yours. Take whatever you want, really.
How about it?
Yeah. Anyway. We've got two tickets and a parking pass for tomorrow for the UT game. We'll be giving away at 4:30. So, if you're on your way out here, you've got a few minutes to get here. All right, so I guess it's official pick time, huh?
I guess so.
All right. Well,
I'm ready when you are, my friend.
We shall start with the NFL.
Okay.
Where
since we've already kind of jammed through that a little bit.
Yeah, and since we've already talked about those games, I will pick number one.
Wait, do we have Jong's picks? Aaron, do you have them?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead and give Jong's picks to start the.
Yeah, we'll let Jong go first. What's his first NFL pick?
Jong's first NFL pick is Giants Redskins over 47.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
That is a very good pick, and that's one that I actually looked at for a long time. But my first pick, speaking of overs, I will take Saints-Texans over 47.
I don't have a problem with that one either, Fred. You're all over it. I'll go Tampa-Indy over 46.
Okay.
There's a theme.
Indeed. So we're all over right now. Okay. Pick number two from Jong.
Jong also took the Rams plus 9.
Rams plus 9 at Bengal. Don't mind that. Little concerned about the quarterback situation. We go back to Giants-Redskins, which you mentioned earlier, where I'll make my second pick, Giants to cover -2.5 at Washington.
I want to play Bills +6.5 because I almost feel like that's offensive against the Chiefs, but because I don't know what the quarterback situation is in Buffalo right now.
Chiefs are playing well, too.
And I know what the Chiefs quarterback situation is and their offensive situation in general, and I'll just go ahead and take under 41.5 on that game.
Okay, I like that. And finally, his third pick.
Aaron. Jones' third pick is Chargers +4.
Okay. My third pick, I will go to the night game where I think the Patriots are going to stomp a hole in Brock Osweiler and company. I will take the Patriots -30 Denver.
I almost took Denver, actually. Really? Yeah. But
3 points is they're gonna beat that team by 2 touchdowns.
I will head on over to the Monday night football game, and I'm gonna take your boy Matt Schaub +3
Ooh.
At Cleveland.
You know he's throwing a pick six on the first play. You know it. It's going to happen.
It might happen. It might happen. But that's all right. I'm so disappointed we don't get the Schaub-Manziel matchup that we were all clamoring for all season
so
long.
Awesome.
So we have to settle for Schaub-McCown. But in that matchup, I'm going to take Matt Schaub, and I'm going to go +3 on the Ravens.
All right.
And, AJ, what was your second pick? It was the under... For which game?
Under Buffalo, Kansas City.
All right. We move on to the colleges.
41.5, in case you missed that.
Yeah, make sure you write that down.
Yeah, I got that
part. So we can keep perfect track. All right. Jong's first college pick.
Jong's first college pick would be the Texas Longhorns at -1.5 versus Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about that line. I don't know what would make me play that game either way, but... I don't think I would take Texas there, but that's just me. What I will take is I'm going to fade a team that AJ's faded all year. I'm going to take the Rice Owls to cover 11 against Charlotte. That would be my first play.
Probably a wise move.
As the Owls strive to get to 5-7 against a really bad Charlotte team.
Something I don't normally like to do when I make my bets is give 35 points.
Oh, you do that all the time.
But I'm going to do that this day. I will take the Oregon Ducks -35 hosting the Beavers. I'm going to say the Ducks quack the Beaver.
See, I think the Beavers get crushed here. I really do, but that's a lot of points. I was leaning Clemson -17 against South Carolina, but I got scared off by the rivalry game.
You can't be scared of rivalry games this week. You just can't.
I know.
Otherwise, you won't play anything.
There's not much left. All right, so Jong's second play, please.
Jong's second play is Cougars -1 against Navy.
I like that. I do. I don't mess with but I like that a lot. I think they win this game.
Of course you do.
No, honestly, I'm going to stand by my guns. I said last week I was more worried about UConn. I thought they might lose that, but they would beat Navy. I'm not changing my mind now. You can tell me how stupid I was on Monday because I'm used to it.
All right.
Rutgers -1 against Maryland. Give me the Rutgers... Give me Rutgers because there's no other reason I would pay any attention to this game ever except for the fact that I want to have something on it. I will take Rutgers -1.
I will take the Michigan Wolverines over Ohio State at a pick 'em. Michigan's lost 2 games all season long. They lost barely at Utah, and they lost on a freaking miracle against Michigan State. Now Ohio State's a bunch of crybabies. They're pointing fingers at each other. They're blaming coaches. They are in full melt mode, and I think Michigan's just a better team in general right now. So I'll take Michigan, pick them at home against Ohio State.
All right, and Jong's third one, please.
We got Okie Light +6.5.
Okay, I'm actually seeing +7, so you can give him the hook on that. That kind of sucks because that was my third. So, AJ, do yours while I come up with a third one, please.
You were really going to take Okie State, too?
I was going to take Okie State.
You guys are such suckers for that garbage-ass team, I'm telling
you. That garbage-ass team is 10-1, and frankly, at home.
You know who else is 10-1? Florida.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma State's better than Florida. Offensively, they can score with anybody. I mean, there's a big difference between a team that can't score a freaking point and a team that can score with anybody.
You want to compare defenses, Florida and Oklahoma State?
No.
But, I didn't think so.
But I'm not all that enamored with Oklahoma either. I mean, I think they're good, but they're not light years better than Okie State. I think that game's going to be very close. But I'm not playing it now because
Jong
had to take
you.
It.
What a jerk.
Bastard. Takes a day off and look what happens.
What a jerk.
Not only does he get a day off, he gets my game.
My last one, I had a hard time coming up with my last one, but I think I'm going to end up going with Penn State plus 11 at Michigan State.
I don't mind that at all.
Michigan State kind of settling into what, you know, they're coming off their big win.
Yeah, that's an easy, that's one of those Michigan State, and Michigan State hasn't been blowing people away all year anyway. I love that play.
Fred, this is what we call in college football betting and sexual terms, a sandwich game. It's sandwiched right between the Ohio State and Big Ten championship game. That's some sandwich action. So that's
What happens in the sexual?
And
part
you
of that?
Know, you know who's bringing the meat? It's Penn State. They've got a long tradition of bringing the meat.
I don't know about sandwiches though. It's more in that case. It's more like never mind. Again, I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble. I'm about to have 2 days off. I do not want to get in trouble. Let's try. You know what? I don't really like another game.
But so take the same game as Drunk.
No, I don't want to do that because it's kind of communism. But I will take what's that? Yeah, go ahead. Give me Nevada plus 17 at San Diego State.
All right.
All right, there you go. Those are picks. Done. When you know what? We need to when we come out of break, we will draw a winner of these tickets for tomorrow. I'm not going to draw it, so don't bitch at me when you don't win. We're going to make one of the promo folks do it. Or Vasquez, because you can hate him. He's easy to hate.
That's true.
All right, so we got the doctor.
We got Dr. Ken from the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic on the line. Doc, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing well. Tell us a little about what's going on with Joe Flacco, the ACL and the MCL. Is it a worse situation when you tear both of those at once, or is it once you tear one, it doesn't matter too much what happens with the other?
Well, typically the ACL is kind of the big deal. The MCL is not uncommonly either stretched, partially torn, or torn as a result of that ACL tear. So it doesn't really change a whole lot as far as his long-term recovery is concerned.
Now, is this something do you think he – I mean, I know this surgery's come a long way. I've had a couple of them myself. You think he'll be able to be back and ready for the start of next season?
I think that, you know, the recovery is anywhere from 6 to 12 months, depending upon how he rehabs and how things progress. Obviously, every patient is different. These are, you know, athletes, and so that helps people to get better quicker. That being said, you know, there are people that can get back in 6 months, and there's those that take longer. So it's reasonable that he could be back by the beginning of next season, yes.
All right. This is Dr. Ken with the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Appreciate the time, Doc. We'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you know what that music means. First of all, though, here's our winner. Get to go see Texas and Texas Tech tomorrow.
Drum roll, please.
Marcus Septo, that's you. Tickets are outside. Go see a weird-looking guy with the hair, and he's going to get you taken care of. All right. I bet Christopher would love to go see Texas and Texas Tech tomorrow.
I doubt it.
He's got a little love for those Longhorns. What's up, Christopher?
Yeah, but who's trying to watch that Longhorn team? We've got better things to do tomorrow.
I think I'm a little past the Longhorn for this year.
Oh, so you're one of those. Okay. So you're like most Longhorn fans.
Yeah, of course, Fred.
I really need to get into the Longhorns. Like to. I'm ready, though. I'm ready for him to be good again.
Well, let's get to some of the questions we have for you. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, Chris does a great, great podcast at harrisfootball.com. Get you everything you need to know about fantasy football. How much is your approach different when you've got this many Thursday games, especially when there's injuries and guys you don't know whether or not they're going to play? How do you have a different approach, or is it pretty much business as usual for you?
I think it does change a little bit just because, three times as many games, so three times as many potential players where you might have to make a decision with imperfect information. Like, I don't think we worry so much about the guys in the Thursday games, you know, because we're going to know whether they're active or not. The question is, you know, what if I've got the bird in the hand, but I don't like him maybe as much as the player who might be questionable for Sunday? So I think it does, you know, conceivably change the way you approach things. Maybe you get more conservative and take the bird in the hand and play the guys in the Thursday games if you know they're active. Sometimes you don't have a lot of choice, you know. If you just don't know whether Charcandrick West is going to play, maybe you can't wait for him. I think it probably creates a little more risk, but as always, I think probably it comes down to there's no catch-all advice, right? It's sort of individual situations are gonna dictate kind of each player and whether or not you're going to wait for him.
That caught me. I'm not thrilled about playing Jordan Matthews this week, but my other the option that I want to play is Danny Amendola. And I don't want to wait around till Sunday and say, oh, he's not going to play, and then I'm stuck with some scrub instead. It's a difficult time when they have all these Thursday games. Let me ask you about the running back situation going right now. A couple major injuries, it seems, and one happening this week in Forsett and Buck Allen taking over his snaps, and the other seemingly happened, I guess, last week, and Thomas Rawls is now the go-to guy in Seattle for as long as Lynch is out, which they're saying is maybe not for the full season, but kind of seems that way. Which of those guys do you like more going forward, and what are the strengths you see in those guys? How relevant are they in the grand scheme?
I think they're both really relevant. I think, you know, Rawls has been very, very useful for fantasy to this point, and his only drawback has been, you know, when is Lynch coming back? Is Lynch active for this game? Does that maybe push Rawls to the side? You know, now that we're probably, I think you're right, I think probably we're not going to have to deal with that. What's the earliest Lynch comes back? Maybe week 16, and then, even then, how much could you rely on Lynch, you know, getting enough of a workload to help you in your fantasy championship? You know, so I'm going to say Rawls over Allen, but I think both are very interesting for the rest of the season. My thing about Rawls is, you know, on tape, I'm not sure I think he's a great player. I sort of liken him to maybe his upside is like Ahmad Bradshaw, which, you know, in Bradshaw's heyday, that was pretty good, you know, and with a full workload, hey, he's a fantasy starter. We don't have any questions about that. Do I think he's Marshawn Lynch? I don't. And if the offense isn't able to sustain drives, I don't think he's the guy who's going to be able to sort of take over the offense and be the main guy, but very, very useful for fantasy. And then with Buck Allen, it's funny. I mean, you know, we spent all summer saying, you know, watch out for Justin Forsett getting hurt, and it took a long time, but it did happen, and Lorenzo Taliaferro got hurt in the meantime, so it's like there's one guy standing. Again, the workload feels, you know, like it should be pretty good. The differentiator being that the Ravens have to go with Matt Schaub at quarterback, and I guess, yeah, you could say to yourself, all right, you know, that means they have to run more, so it's good for Buck Allen, but, you know, if defenses don't fear the quarterback, we know how that sometimes goes for the running back. But, you know, you've hit the two right names. I mean, these are the two waiver ads of the week. If they're available in your league, you need to add them.
You know, it's been kind of a weird year with all the quarterback injuries, and obviously if you've got Tom Brady, you're happy, and Cam Newton's had a pretty good fantasy year. Is it time to put Carson Palmer in that group as an elite fantasy quarterback, considering the year he's had?
I think so, and I think, you know, I wouldn't have predicted it. I think you're right. It's been such a weird year for quarterbacks, and maybe not just injuries. I mean, you know, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, yep. Peyton Manning, I'm not even sure that's about injury. Like, so many guys who we thought, well, no problem, he's a top 10 quarterback. You know, nope, haven't been. And so, yeah, I mean, how can you look at Palmer's production and also just the offense? I mean, that is a Air Coryell, you know, downfield, seven-step drop, bombs away kind of offense, which can get the quarterback killed. But for as long as he's upright, you know, it's what you want for fantasy. So I don't know how you get away from using him this week against the Niners for sure. I mean, he's an obvious start. And honestly, whereas the flavors of the week, the Phillip Riverses and the Blake Bortles, I think they're just going to fall away because of who they are. I always worry that Pat Carson can rear his head, right? I always worry that we could see that one game when you least need it where he throws four picks. So I don't quite put him in the super elites, but, you know, at this point, how is he not top five or six?
Christopher Harris, our guest, runs harrisfootball.com and does a great, great job with fantasy football. And I think we're at the part of the year where you got to start looking ahead to playoffs if your team is in a good enough spot. Are there some guys that you might try to grab now to stash for a couple weeks from now, figuring, you know, if there's more injuries, you know, those sleeper upside types, that might not play the next couple of weeks, but might be there, say, 3 weeks from now?
You know, if I could definitively say that, obviously I should be in Vegas, where you guys were last week, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think that the handcuffing now is as important as it's ever going to be, right? We're past the bye weeks. So, you know, the kind of medium, the low upside guy, but the guy who's going to make sure to give you something in that 1 week where you need him, the Pierre Garçons of the world, like, you don't need to own those guys anymore. You can drop those. And so I think my advice as far as who could pop later because of injury, it's all about, I mean, we just saw with Thomas Rawls and Buck Allen, it's all about handcuffing. So if you've got Lamar Miller, go get Jay Ajayi, you know. Frankly, if you've got Rawls, maybe you'll get Fred Jackson. You know, just basically see if the starter running backs on your team have clear handcuffs. At this point, I'm starting to feel like with McFadden, it's probably Robert Turbin. Those would be the places where I would invest in extra bench spots because we're not done with injuries. You know, if anything, they accelerate as the season goes along.
That's Christopher Harris, harrisfootball.com. One last one before we let you go. Looking at the Texans at starting to play a little better football. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, the guy you want every week. Is there some value in the Texans' defense considering how they played over the last three games?
Yeah, these last couple have been pretty good. You know, I'll be really interested to see what they do with Mark Ingram because it feels to me like no team in this past little while here has really tried. Like, where was Chris Ivory in that game last week? Maybe he was hurt or maybe the Jets just sort of got away. You know, I couldn't quite figure it out. Like, the power rusher, it still feels to me like there's some work that can get done, and Ingram is the kind of player who I would say would fit in that category. But, you know, I'm with you. We should sort of throw away our notions of what that defense was in that ridiculous Miami game, because since then the results have been better, but, you know, you guys watch every play. It's not just the results that are better. You know, they're actually literally getting better play. They've figured out ways to get J.J. Watt, you know, a little bit more singled up. They've had linebackers. The linebackers are playing great right now. So I'm hesitant to say all is right, and this is a top five fantasy defense, but the Saints on the road will make mistakes, and so as a streamer, I don't hate it.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. Christopher, have a great Thanksgiving, my man, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Awesome, guys. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Christopher Harris. Okay, we need to take a very short break. But first, you got to tell the people about Gary Trichter.
About Gary Trichter, you know.
And, you know, this is a good time to tell the people about
Gary
Trichter.
You may want to pay closer attention
than normal.
In fact,
Ray, you need to really listen to this. Just a suggestion.
Listen, these weekends, especially holiday weekends, end up being no refusal weekends, which means police can force you to give your blood. And you got to remember, those tests, they're designed for you to fail. The breath test, the blood test. And the science behind them is faulty. And juries are smart enough to figure out that the science is faulty. All they need is someone to point at the science and tell them what's wrong with it. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth to juries about the flaws in the breath and the blood test that the police are going to give you. One of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. So if you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, you need to call attorney Gary Trichter. Don't just go with any Joe Schmo in the phone book. Those guys don't know what they're talking about. You're going to trust your life with that? You're going to trust your future, your money with that? Nah. Go with attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone now, 713-524-1010. Visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock him in. Join A.J. Hoffman, or as I like to call him, A.J. the woman antagonizer Hoffman. Saturday for College Game Day Party, presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. The game of the day is LSU versus Texas A&M, kicking off at 6:30. Meet us on the deck to catch the game and a cold silver bullet. All right, we have to work in the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, it's been interesting to see what a household name Holly Holm has become since her win over Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are people who had no clue who she was. Now she's everywhere. Well, she was at the Cotto Alvarez fight Saturday.
Yeah.
And was whisked away by a private...
She was like the star of the show there, by the way. Like,
yeah, she was a big deal.
She walked right behind us, and people were like reaching out their arms to touch her. I mean, all right.
That's a little creepy, but okay.
Yeah.
Don't touch Holly. Anyway, so she got whisked away by security to a private area where Jay-Z, one of Cotto's promoters, was holding a party. She said she recognized Jay-Z upon meeting him, and then things got a little weird.
Hove.
Not like that. It says, I met Jay-Z, and he says, this is my wife. And I say, oh, hi. What is your name? I don't think it's ever happened to Beyonce, ever.
I'm telling you, look at Holly Holmes got the big head now.
Who are you again? Oh, nice to meet. Oh, Beyonce?
Oh, you know that pissed Beyonce off so bad.
Because honestly, name me one corner of the world Beyonce could go to other than Antarctica and not be recognized.
I'm trying to think of who's more famous as far as like entertainers, female entertainers, than Beyonce.
Maybe Taylor Swift or Katy. Maybe Katy Perry. I don't know.
I'm going to check Twitter followers.
Yeah, you have to, I think Beyonce is probably the most famous. But anyway, I mean, part of that's kind of charming. Part of that's kind of like, really? How do you not know Beyonce? Yeah,
that's very strange.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift definitely have more Twitter followers.
Okay.
But Beyonce only has 8 tweets.
Okay, so that
explains. So it's not really a fair thing. Yeah. She's not active.
Texter says, I'm in the car listening with my wife, and she asks what a degenerate is. Could you explain it for her?
It's like Fred.
Okay, well, there is a negative connotation to degenerate. We've kind of changed that. For us, it means it's about having fun.
But you're kind of an old-school degenerate and a new-school degenerate.
Yeah, but there's nothing really... I mean, degenerate... generally means
you paid a guy $10 for a half-smoked cigarette when we were in Vegas.
Get out of here! Get out of here! Stop making crap up. Now I don't even believe your story about the woman last night. Jeez, no, an old school degenerate is somebody
that would be degenerate.
No,
old school.
That, no, old school degenerate would be somebody who's one of those clowns in the casino who's panhandling to get money to bet.
Yes,
because you can't afford to bet. Our kind of
or you're offering up your wife for sex. It, like the indecent proposal way.
Yeah,
that's a degenerate move.
Right, that happened.
I mean, listen, we've all done it, but I mean, it's frowned upon.
Yeah, but
also offering up yourself for sex, degenerate move. Degenerate move. I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
Who hasn't? But this is a more positive type of degenerate, which means you like to gamble. Yeah, you like to have fun, but you know what? You don't. You never get to that point where. You know, you're borrowing money to lose. You just have fun with life. You enjoy it. You do some wild stuff, and that's just part of who you are. But it's all in good fun, not life-destroying type stuff. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, where's Nick's? Kind of new to the Houston area and looking for cool places. 2713 Rocky Ridge. It's west side. It's right off of Westheimer. In between Gessner and Fondren, and not Fountain View, as Granado said earlier. Yes, it is between Fountain View and Gessner, but so are about 5,000 other things. But more between Fondren, well, really Janetta even, and But it's a very cool place. Nick's usually here. If it's not Nick, it's Cindy. They're great people, good friends, love coming here, so come check it out. All right.
I think in the words of the great American poet Tupac Shakur, the West Side is the best side, is what he said. I don't know if that's true for Nick's place, but that's what he said.
This is the best thing about the West Side, is okay. Nick's place.
Okay.
So.
That it's not what that poet I was talking about, that's not what he said. He actually, he had a whole song about it.
I see.
Never mentioned Nick's place in the song, but maybe he just hadn't, you know, ventured outside of his neighborhood, you know.
It's possible.
I bet if Tupac hit up Nick's place, he would have liked it.
See, 713 says, degenerate is basically a sleazeball. Yeah, that's the traditional definition. That's not how we define it.
Right.
And that's why you have to kind of let go of your traditions. Even old people like me can let go of the past.
If there's a guy passed out outside the casino and you rifle through his pockets for loose chips, is that considered degeneracy?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless
the good way or bad way?
No, no. Actually, if it's a guy that is passed out that peed all over himself, and the chips are right there in front of you and they've got pee on them and you take them, that's bad degenerate.
Okay.
Okay? If they're clean chips, good degenerate. Because that guy's never going to know what happened to him anyway.
I'm still picturing when that guy woke up.
But blitzer degenerates, we don't need their chips.
I'm thinking about that. When that guy woke up, and you know he was in a jail cell when he woke up, he's covered in piss and blood. What is he? What could you possibly think of happened to? Because you know he doesn't remember what happened. Because if you can't remember to undo your pants before you go to the restroom,
yeah, you're not.
You don't remember anything about that night.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you'll have to go back to the podcast.
So you're waking up with your shirt and face covered in blood and your pants covered in urine, and you're in jail. You're like in an alternate universe.
The only thing worse would be waking up with all that and a really sore butt.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That'd be worse.
That'd be bad.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about we got Black Friday coming. Well, you know, you can forget all about Black Friday because at Texas Mattress Makers, it's all about Black November. They're taking care of you all month. So if you don't want to go mess around, you need a new mattress, you want to go mess around with those lines on Friday, forget all that. You can do it all month long. How about this? 40% savings off select mattresses in all standard sizes. Just think, custom-fitted queen-size bed, usually $6.99. During Black November, you can get it for $2.99. Top-of-the-line twin size was $4.99. You can get it for $2.49. Custom king size was $8.99. You can now get it for $3.99. These are factory prices, man, that you're getting this off of. And you're getting custom-fitted mattresses. You're getting quality. And you're saving money because that's what happens when you go to Texas Mattress Maker. Sure, you could go to a retail store, pay a whole bunch of money, get a mattress that's not as nice. Why would you do that? Go see my friends at Texas Mattress Makers. You've all in the gang. Love it when the Blitzers come over there. They take care of you, and I promise they will do it. Go check them out during Black November. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood. Make sure you told them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. TexasMattressMakers.com. It's been cold for years.
Won't you let it lie? ESPN 97.5.